Welcome to the Nonstop Kids Entertainment Podcast, brought to you by Nonstop Kids Entertainment, the home of the hassle-free party package. If you'd like to book a party with Nonstop Kids Entertainment, just visit www.nonstopkids.co.uk.
Hey there, guys, this is Craig Petty.
And my name's Patrick.
And welcome to the Nonstop Kids Podcast. This podcast is brought to you, obviously, by Nonstop Kids Entertainment, the biggest and best children's entertainers in the UK. And on this week's show, myself and Patrick have sourced four amazing deals that you as parents are going to be able to use that is going to save you lots of money so you can spend more money buying even more toys for your kids.
They are going to blow your socks off. Just a little, before we get into the podcast this week, just a little apology about last week's episode. Unfortunately, me and Craig were away on a business trip, so we weren't able to upload a podcast that week. So we did give you another fantastic entertainer podcast. But as I say, we're back this week, so get ready for some amazing deals. Right, Craig, so I'm going to go first with my deal this week.
Okay, am I going to be excited about this?
I think so. I think it's a pretty cool deal.
Okay.
So my deal is free Apple coding sessions for kids.
Free Apple coding sessions for kids?
You don't think that sounds pretty cool?
Talk to me.
Right, so with these free Apple coding for kids, from time to time, Apple invites kids to sign up for free coding sessions in the UK stores. The last one took place in October 2017. Spaces are limited and it's a first come, first serve basis. So, you know, get down quick. Workshops have been very popular with money savers in the past, so you have to go quick. You'll need to go along and stay with your child, so you can't just send them to...
Right, off you go and code. I'll see you in about 5 hours.
They come back and they've just like
created a new app.
API website. Some workshops are suitable for adults as well, so and the children, so you won't be bored. So
obviously, that's the thing that you can do as a family, isn't it? What do you think when you think about doing stuff as a family? You think top three in my mind is going to the cinema, going bowling, and learning how to code Apple apps. Yeah, you know, it's right up there.
Imagine that. It's just like you go home and you're like, oh, Sarah, an absolutely brilliant thing that we can do with the kids this weekend. Do you fancy going and creating the new iPhone 11? Okay, anyway, so the workshops that are available, there are several different workshops on offer. You'll need to set up an Apple ID to do this. This is what they're doing. They're trying to get you into the Apple ID world, so you have to create an Apple ID before you can even do so. If you're
this
one of those...
is taking place in the Apple store,
yes,
okay,
all in the Apple stores all across the UK. If you're one of those people who hate Apple, and you know what, you're one of those freaks who use Androids, no offense, but also a lot of offense.
I think everybody in Nonstop Kids uses Apple,
they do, yeah. Then we have, but we do have people that obviously are your friends with that use NSK, use Android phones.
Yeah, no, it's disgusting. But
they're a disgrace to this nation. Anyway, so some of the stuff that you can learn is how to get started with coding 101. That's the first course. So that's learning Swift programming using iPads.
Okay.
Sounds interesting. You can do the Kids Hour Sphero Maze Challenge, which is exploring coding with Sphere robots. Which sounds pretty cool. And how to program robots with Swift Playground. So you can learn how to program MeBot robots.
Okay.
Which I think sounds pretty goddamn awesome. All children have to be accompanied by a parent or a legal guardian for the duration of the session, as we said. So yeah, obviously what you can do is you can send your kids off for a day to learn coding for free. It's a great deal. And, you know, it's free. What's cheaper than free?
That is a good deal, actually. Other than the fact that, I've got a five-year-old son. And he's fairly switched on, you know. He's pretty switched on.
Yeah.
I don't know how entertained he would be learning coding apps.
I don't know. Knowing Rylan, he's like a genius kid. He will probably just come and he'll by the end of the day, he'll be like Steve Jobs. He'll know everything about Apple. He'll know how to code. Ryan would just be able to learn how to code the iPhone in a day. Like, that is the kind of kid he is.
Yeah, he's very annoying.
He was a genius kid.
So, fair enough. I like that. Educational and fun.
I think kids would enjoy that.
Yeah, I think I might have a go.
I think especially the coding the robots, coding robots to move about. It's like that program that used to be on TV, Bamzuki, where you used to be able to like create your own little monster that fought other people's monsters by coding them on the computer.
See, we're showing our age now. I don't know that, but do you remember Robot Wars?
Oh yeah.
Oh, Robot Wars was awesome. I always wanted to make my own little robot.
It was. I didn't imagine these robots will be like Robot Wars robots. No, they'll probably just be little, like... I bet they won't even be in the shape of it. They'll probably just be like little squares or things that move about. Anyway, but not to put a dampener on it. I think it's a pretty good deal.
I thought that was a great deal.
Go on, Craig, hit us with your next
one. Okay, well, my deal is it's a little bit forward-thinking.
Okay.
But this is my first deal. I have found some great deals to go on holiday as a family to Lapland at Christmas.
That sounds amazing.
I can't think of a better holiday than that. I'd love to have gone on holiday as a Christmas.
To be fair, anywhere that's hot.
So I found this website. Well, it's not, obviously, hot. It's Lapland.
Yeah,
but, you know,
anywhere that's hot is better
so,
than Lapland.
So I found this website. First of all, you want to check this website out. It's santaslapland.com. That's santaslapland.com.
Sounds quite
and there's deals on there saving at the moment if you book right now, because obviously it's early on. You can save £375 per family.
Like it.
As a special Christmas gift to parents, we have arranged fantastic value Santa Saver offers for early bookings, saving you money on everything from meals, drinks, and optional adventures, and children go free. There's free child Lapland places, free child insurance when parents book an adult policy. Special gift from Santa for all the children under 13.
Like it.
And free use of all of the toboggans in the Christmas cabins.
So all the 13-year-olds just walking home with no presents.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Or you'd have to pay for it. But there's two breaks available. I mean, this sounds awesome, mate.
Have you done a legitness check on this?
No, it is legit. It's an actual thing.
Okay.
They do holidays in Lapland.
it's not like a timeshare, is it?
No. Yeah. They 3 or 4 day breaks are available.
It sounds pretty cool.
And it includes access to your own snowmobile so that you can get around because it's all in log cabins.
That is awesome.
It's pretty. So this is what you get, right? You fly over there and you stay in a log cabin with your own dedicated helper. And when you get
are they all midgets, Jerker?
I hope they are. And then when you get there, having just flown across the Arctic Circle, the children will love being greeted at Ivalo Airport by Santa's reindeer and friends, the Sammies and the elves presenting delightful photo opportunities to capture your family's first few minutes in the homeland. Then on the first day of the 4 day break, the first day you just kind of chill around the log cabin and there's a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah.
But then you get like an adventure day where you go on an adventure with a whole bunch of huskies.
That sounds amazing.
There's also a search for Santa. You get a private meeting with Santa. You go on a reindeer sleigh ride, a husky sleigh ride. There's an igloo fantasia. You go to visit the reindeer center. You go ice fishing. You play snow hockey. You play kick sledding, tandem skiing, mini ski-doo rides and tobogganing. And there's a gala dinner at the end of the third night where you relive every unforgettable moment of your biggest ever Christmas adventure. And then the grand finale, there's a little village where you get to explore the souvenir shops in the village for toys and Christmas gifts before travelling back to the airport.
That's all the 13-year-olds going there who didn't get given Santa. They go and buy themselves.
Yeah. And what else do they get? You also get there's tons more that you get, but
basically, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's not cheap.
I'm not surprised.
It's including travel and accommodation and everything.
Okay.
It's £1,100
per person
per adult.
Okay.
But you get to save £350 off that. And you get the children go free, so you're not going to have to pay for the children.
Oh, the kids go free?
The kids go free, so that's just two blocks.
No, it's
and for that, you
bad.
Get the flights, you get the airport transfers, you get the meetings with Santa, the Santa sleigh ride, the igloo experience, accommodation, reindeer sleigh ride, husky sleigh ride. You get all your thermal clothing included. Each log cabin has like thermal clothing and you get all that as well.
It's quite a good deal. It is expensive, but that does sound like something that you would want to you would want to take your kids to. Like, that isn't something that they just sort of do on an everyday kind of thing. Like, that does sound like a brilliant holiday, to be honest.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It does sound
really
good.
So, yeah, I mean, if you want to look into it, there's lots of different options available to do 3- and 4-day trips. The website's very comprehensive. It's santaslapland.com. The reviews on there are absolutely phenomenal. And there's a phone number. There's lots of different stuff on there. You can see videos of what's going on. You can search your availability, accommodation, loads of different stuff. So there you go. I thought that was pretty cool.
So that is a pretty cool deal. And obviously, you know, you get to go around with Huskies, which is
sort of thing that you'd remember for your whole life. Even when you were like 20 or 30 years old, you go, oh yeah, what was the best holiday you went on? Oh, my parents took me to meet Santa at Lapland.
I mean, and he didn't give me a present because I was 13.
And he didn't give me a present. How many kids would get to say that they've done that?
That is true. Right. This deal is going to be quite hard to top that. That's one of the best deals I've seen you, but it's probably the best one so far that you've done. I do like that. So, have you heard of a website or /app called Swagbucks?
No, it sounds dirty.
It does actually, doesn't it? Well, Swagbucks is a site that pays you points called SB to answer daily polls, watch videos, search or shop online, and more. The points then can be cashed in for gift cards for retailers such as Amazon, Marks and Spencer's, Starbucks, or for PayPal credit or other rewards. So what you do is obviously you fill the surveys in and all that kind of stuff, and in return you get these points which you can use on Amazon and stuff like that. So if you log in or register via this special Swagbucks link, so I'll click on that and read you to it in a minute, both new and existing users will receive double points for all SB earned until 11:59 p.m. on Sunday the 15th of April. Entering any additional sign-up codes will invalidate the MSE offer, so don't try and use like multiple discounts.
Right.
You're gonna go for the one. You'll be notified when the offers activate via a message sent to your Swagbucks inbox after signing. So basically what the deal is that it's double points for all users at the minute.
Okay.
So anyone that clicks on this link will get double the amount of points. So say something like watching a survey would get you 100 points. Obviously this time it would get you 200.
Okay.
So I think that maybe might be worth like £2 on Amazon and literally just for filling in a survey.
Okay, that's cool.
So most surveys take about 20 minutes. Most surveys take you 20 minutes and give you an average of 70 points. And Swagbucks says the average user earns 200 points per day for about an hour's work. So you can earn 400 points for doing an hour.
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all. So what can I get with my points? Here's a little question. So selected gift cards are currently on sale until Wednesday the 27th of June.
Right.
Until then, 720 points will get you a £5 Amazon and M&S gift cards. So say if you're doing, it says it takes 200 an hour to get 200, right? So if you spend 2 hours on that website,
yep,
you get a free, just filling in surveys,
right?
You get a free £5 Amazon and Marks and Spencer gift card. 1,360 will get you a £10 gift cards. And after this, they're not other stuff costs like between 849 and 1,700, but so obviously you can use all those. You can also, as I say, convert your earnings into PayPal cash, but it does cost a bit more points. Most gift cards can be redeemed in store or online within a year, though check yours to see exactly when and where you can use it, as it varies per retailer.
Okay, that sounds really cool.
So yeah, you literally just fill in a survey, or watch videos as well. So technically if you're watching a video, you could just click on it, go and, you know, make yourself some toast, whatever do I else want to do, watch Jeremy Kyle, and then you can literally just come back and you've just earned yourself half a £5 Amazon gift card for the double points.
That's amazing.
I don't think it's bad at all. But if you are making toast, don't forget about the toast, because everyone forgets the toast. They put it in the toaster, they forget about it, and you burn it.
And 2 hours later, you go, oh, it's popped up and it's right, but it's just like soggy and cold now because you forgot about it, and you're like, oh, my toast.
I feel sorry for toast. It's probably the most forgotten food. Like, people, the other reason I feel sorry for toast, which is an absolutely mental sentence as it's coming out of my mouth, I'm thinking, why am I saying this? But Another reason I feel sorry for toast is, toast is just kind of that food where you're like, I've got nothing left in the house, I'm just going to eat toast. Like, toast is just like this, it's the bottom of the pile of food.
It's not even the go-to when it comes to breakfast.
It's not.
Because when you think breakfast, you think toast, but you just don't. It's normally, you get toast if you're having like a fry-up or something.
Yeah, you don't normally just have toast. Most people either have cereal or a fry-up.
And the only way toast becomes interesting is if you do like, I don't know, like beans on toast, but even then it's not interesting. But at least it's got something going for it.
Yeah, I feel like just butter on toast is literally just if you have nothing left in the house, you're like, I'll have a slice of toast.
I've given up today. I'm just going to have toast.
Yeah.
That's it. It's a toast day.
It is a toast day. Going back to my deal, I can see a short bit of where I've screenshotted where apparently Anthony says, the easiest method I found of notching up book points was installing the Swagbook search bar and using it whenever I'd normally use Google. By doing this, as well as keeping a couple of surveys, I was able to gain points by searching in the toolbar. So that's cool as well. If you just search in the Swagbooks toolbar rather than using Google, so the same sort of thing. Say if you wanted to search, how do I turn notification settings on my iPhone? Search that into Swagbooks and you'll get points for that as well.
That's amazing.
So it's really easy.
That's great. Swagbooks. So just, there you go. I really like that.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
That's cool.
So cool. So, yeah, that's deal number two.
I've got a great deal. And again, this is about Apple. You know, we kind of got an Apple-centric
Apple cult.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this deal, it's only for students, so, you know.
But lots of moms are students.
Yeah, and lots of moms will have kids that are going
students.
To... Yeah, exactly, yeah. So this discount is via UniDays, and it gets you 50% off Apple Music for students. So Apple Music's normally the same as Spotify, which is $9.99, but you can get it for $4.99.
Is that what? Is $9.99 Spotify is?
Yeah.
I pay £15 a month.
Yeah, it's $9.99.
I'm being ripped off.
I think you are. I mean, you know, when Spotify first came out, Spotify was the big thing.
It was really.
Oh my gosh, that's a game changer. And I don't think I've bought a CD for years because, like, what's the point?
Yeah.
I don't understand when people buy CDs. Oh, I'm going and buying a CD. Why are you buying a CD?
Why people buy you a DVD for Christmas? It's like, what are you doing?
If I wanted
to watch that, I'd download it illegally. Like.
Or you download it on iTunes or wait for it to come on Netflix.
Yeah, I don't download illegally. That was just a joke. No one downloads illegally.
I just like to say that the views and opinions of Patrick Granger are not necessarily the views and opinions of Nonstop Kids Entertainment. Yes, anyway. Download illegally. Right, okay. But Spotify was a game changer. It was an absolute game changer.
It was
the thing. I remember back in the day sitting there for hours looking at CDs and which CD am I going to buy? Now, as I say, I haven't bought a CD for years. We sold all of our CDs in CSX.
Did you have to do that thing where you used to put the tape in and record the radio and then stop it before the person starts speaking? Mm-hmm. So then you have like the songs on the... Mm-hmm. So I never had to deal with that, but I imagine that would be...
Well, I remember back in the day, the big thing when you're dating a girl is going and making a mixtape.
Did you make one?
Oh, I did, yeah.
What songs were you on there?
It was all lovey-dovey crap.
Don't want to miss a thing, Aerosmith.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. Now, that's probably was gone before you... That was a long-forgotten tradition before you came along.
Yeah, I think you just send a dirty Snapchat now.
Yeah, you do. But you know, Apple have done what Apple always do, which is they've seen somebody do something, they've figured out that worked really well, and they've tried to capitalise on it, which is fair enough. And like it says here, there's plenty of free music streaming services available, if you don't mind putting up with the ads. But if you want an ad-free service, you need to stump up for it. With Apple Music Student Membership, you can get a subscription for half the standard price, $4.99 a month. A strong deal, given there's no free version of the service. To get the discount, you need a UniDays account for Apple to verify you're a student. It can't do this via NUS Extra, unfortunately. So just go to UniDays and set up an account on there. Then use any new customer promos first through the Maximize Value. A 3-month trial of Apple Music is available on an ongoing basis. Apple says it periodically checks your student status, and if it finds out you're no longer a student or you reach the maximum discounted period, which is 4 years, it'll automatically move you to a full price subscription at $9.99 a month. But that's fair
outrageous.
Enough.
Just 4 years?
Yeah.
I'd expect at least 10 before they start charging you full price. I literally forgot to read out that Swagbucks URL so they could get that.
Okay, go for it.
But it's too long. I've just read it and it'll literally take me like 30 minutes just to read it out. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it in the description of this podcast. So yeah, it'll be down there in case you want some Swagbuck points.
No, that's cool.
Cool.
And if you want to go to Uni Days and set up a free student account to get your discount on Apple Music, you just go to www.myunidays, that's UNIDAYS, myunidays.com, set up a free account on there, and then you'll be able to set up a Apple account, and for 4 years you'll be able to get it for $4.99 a month, but you will get 3 months free initially as well.
I like that a lot. I think, you know what, I think that is probably like combined our best deals that we've ever had.
Absolutely.
There were some great deals. They were for, you know, a lot better. Okay, there were a lot of technology based deals.
Yeah.
But
come on, this is a podcast.
But then again,
that's also streaming on Spotify.
You would have to have the technology to listen to this podcast and know about those deals. So technically,
yep.
we're hitting our target audience. Talk about hitting our target audience. we know that everyone loves Joke of the Week. It's the best segment of the show. So, you know what time it's for? It's for a little bit of this.
Non-stop, kids. Joke of the Week.
Right, so now it's Joke of the Week. Craig, hit us with your joke.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go with the theme that I went through recently,
Snoop Dogg.
Which is no. Instead of one joke, I'm going to do three funny statements.
Okay, right.
Okay. So first funny statement: I lost my job at the bank on the very first day I started. A woman asked me to check her balance, so I pushed her over.
I like it.
That's good.
I've heard it before, but I do like it.
Second one: today, a man knocked on my door and asked for a small donation towards a local swimming pool, so I gave him a glass of water.
Again, and last one.
Not bad. The oldest computer could be traced back to Adam and Eve. It was just an apple, but with limited memory. Just one bite, and then everything crashed. Just one bite. Yeah. An apple, one bite, everything crashed.
That, they were.
That wasn't too bad.
There were three average statements.
Three average statements.
I'm keeping my joke on the theme. Obviously, you know, we're still sort of around the Easter time. Still Easter holidays.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I thought I'd do an Easter-based joke.
Go for it.
So, my joke is, so I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger eating a chocolate egg the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to him, I bet I know what your favourite Christian festival is. And he said, have to love Easter, baby.
Yeah, that is funny. Oh, that is funny.
For those of you who don't understand that, Arnold Schwarzenegger's famous saying is "Hasta la vista, baby." So it's a little play on words.
He first said in Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
There we go. So that's a bit of a movie knowledge for you. Do you know what I think we need, Craig? Because obviously we let the audience down last time with no podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to do an impression.
Oh, good grief. You don't want to hear that.
I do.
Okay, so what have you got something you want me to do?
No, I'm sure you know someone that you can do an impression of.
How about James Bond?
Okay, go on then.
Okay, Sean Connery, specifically.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, here we go. My name's Bond, James Bond, 007, licensed to kill. I want a martini shaken, not stirred. Well, that's not too bad.
No, that's pretty decent. It started off well.
Yeah.
And it started to go downhill
a little bit, yeah. But you need to do an impression as well.
Okay. Who can I do an impression of? Okay. Do you know what I can do an impression of? Do you ever watch Coronation Street?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kevin Webster?
Yes.
I think I can do a good impression of him.
Go on then.
Right, ready. Hey, it's me, Kevin Webster. I'm not doing it for Sophie. I'm not doing it for Rosie. I'm doing it for our Jack, so he can be a mechanic like me every day.
Oh my God!
Is that not bad,
was it? Oh, that was all right. That was pretty good, actually. That was pretty good.
Kevin Webster.
Wonderful. So Patrick, tell everybody who's listening to this who's on next week, because we've got an interview.
So next week we have got.
So we had the amazing Shauna last week, didn't we?
We had the amazing Shauna. Good. You know what? I can't think off the top of my head who we have. We definitely have someone.
Okay, but you don't know who.
I don't know. I forgot. I'm sorry for all the audience members out there. What we can do is though, we can have a little. Oh no, we've got on next week. How could I forget? How could I forget? Joe, you know who we've got on next week?
Who?
The big Simon Peddle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Big sigh. Oh, there you go.
So we've got, he's, other than, you know, Steve Manford, which we've had on before, Stevie Mandini, he's on par. Those two are the kind of leading guys in Manchester.
They are the Stevie and
Sideshow. Some of the top close-up magicians in the country. So I'm sure you're going to absolutely love it. Just a little disclaimer for anyone who wants to listen to that. Sai is actually a Man City fan. So I would understand if you don't want to listen. But just try and push that to your back of your mind. I have to when I speak to him. It makes me physically sick. But, you know, we'll deal with it.
Fair enough. And with that in mind, thank you very much for listening to this show. Don't forget, you can subscribe to this channel, to this podcast in many ways. First of all, you can subscribe to it on Audio Boom. Then you can subscribe to it on by following it on
Spotify.
Spotify and Apple Music.
Which you could use your £4.49 discount.
Exactly.
What more reason could you want to get Apple Music?
Yeah, and it's on iTunes as well. I mean, you can pretty much get us everywhere. We're also now officially on Heart FM as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you can get us on there. And don't forget, if you want to speak to us about Nonstop Kids Entertainment and having us perform at your child's party, just go to www.nonstopkids.co.uk or give one of the office team a call. You might even get through to Patrick or me at 0333 301 3002. But until next Friday at 12 o'clock, thank you very much for joining us. My name's Craig.
And my name's Patrick.
And we'll see you next week.